Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. And I want to thank you for tuning in again this way today. I want to thank God for His love, His mercy, His long-suffering, and I tell you, for His salvation. I want to thank God for saving my soul, giving me the free gift of eternal life. He did something for me nobody else could do. There's nothing that man could do. It took the Lord. It took the Lord Jesus Christ that came to come from heaven itself down into this sin-cursed world and die for sinners and become that holy sacrifice that God could accept for the sin of the world, for the sin of the people. And I'm thankful that He died for me. He took my place. He died and took my sin, took your sin, and He bore it in His own body on the tree and become that sacrifice. He bought me with His precious blood. I belong to Him, and I am in debt to Him, and I love Him today. And I just can't thank Him enough for saving me and what He's done for me in my life and my family. But I do want to give Him my whole heart. I do want to try to repay Him and do my best to please Him. And I tell you, one day I'm going to get to see Him face to face. I've already seen Him darkly and dimly through a glass. I've already seen Him through the Word of God. I've seen Him by the Spirit of God. I tell you, I beheld Him through the Spirit. I tell you, in fellowship and with Him. But one day I'm going to see Him face to face. Though the worms eat the body of this flesh, if I go by the way of the grave and the canker worm eats my flesh or what have you, I tell you, but yet in my flesh I shall see God. I'm going to see Him one day. I'm going to behold Him for myself and not another. I'm going to see Him. I'm going to look upon the one who died for me. I'm going to look on the one that died for me and took my place and saved me by His grace. I'm going to look on the one that has the nail-scarred hands and I tell you, the pierced feet. I tell you, in the pierced side, I'm going to look on Him. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is right out of the bosom of the Father, full of grace, full of truth. Came into this world, sent by His Father. The Bible said that one in three and three in one, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, these three bear record in heaven. And I tell you, that is what makes up the Godhead. That's why Jesus said, I must go away or the Comforter will not come. He said, my Father has promised the Comforter. And He said, when I go and I sit down on the right hand of the Father, I will send forth the Holy Spirit back. The Father has given that unto me to give that all that will receive me, all that will believe on me, I will send back that Comforter to dwell in them. And He did that. I tell you, when Jesus was crucified and He died on the cross, and I tell you, He got up from the grave. He resurrected from the grave. The Bible said He got up. I believe it was 3 days and three nights out of the heart of the earth. He got up and He was seen for 40 days. And I tell you, by many fallible proofs, I mean that He is the Son of God and all that He did. And there was those that believers there, those disciples that seen Him and eat with Him after He got up from the dead. I mean, He said, don't look on me as like I'm a spirit as you suppose. He said, come fill of me. He said, I'm a body of flesh and bone. He had a new body when He got up. I tell you, He got up. He didn't have a blood in that body. He said He had a body of flesh and bone. And I tell you, when he was crucified, He had a body of flesh and blood and of flesh, blood. Excuse me. But when Jesus was glorified, He said, I'm a body of flesh and bone. And I tell you, that's what He did. He had a new body. And I tell you, we're also going to have that new body. But I tell you today, He is God. He came to this world to die for sinners, and He was faithful in that. But He came, the Bible said, and He went back to the Father and sat down on the right hand of the Father, on the real mercy seat, to become and is that great high priest that would mediate our case, that would mediate, otherwise, between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. He broke down the middle wall of partition that was between us, you and Gentile, and made the way that all could come unto Him through Jesus Christ. All can be accepted of the Father because God has included the Gentiles and the Jews, all men everywhere. He called them all to repent. He called them all to come and confess their sin to God and be saved. I tell you, at the time, the Bible said that the Lord, that in the Isaiah, it talked about the one crying in the wilderness, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. It talked about how God was going to send forth a witness, a forerunner of his son. And the Bible said his name should be called John, the cousin of the Lord Jesus, I believe it was. And he came. The Bible said he come, and he come for preaching. The Bible said the baptism of repentance. He come and preach unto them Jesus, that was one that was going to come after him, that was preferred before him, that one that is worthy, one that will come and baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, believe on him. So he come for preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe on one that's going to come. And those that came and they brought fruits meet for repentance, they came, they confessed their sins before John there in the river of Jordan. They really believed that he seen it in them. They was looking for Christ to come. He baptized them with the baptism of repentance in the water there, the Bible said. But then he said, there's one coming after me. This is not all, but there's one's going to come after me that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He's going to give you a spirit. It's going to be a spirit from above. It's going to be the spirit that's going to descend from heaven. It's going to set inside you so and live there. The Bible said that there's going to be one. The Lord told John, he said, John, you're going to be baptizing in the river Jordan, and they're going to confess their sin. You're going to baptize them by the water of the baptism of repentance when they repent. He said, well, there's one that you're going to baptize, and when you baptize him, the Holy Ghost is going to descend from heaven, and it's going to set upon him, and it's going to be there. You're going to see it. This is the Son of God. This is the one I'm talking about. This is the one that you've come preaching about. This is the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He said, this is going to be the one. And so when he baptized the Lord Jesus, the Bible said he come up out of the water, and the Spirit came and descended down. And the Bible said it set upon him. And the Bible said this is the Son of God. And so when he came, he did that. And then the Lord Jesus came, and he come, and he lived upon this earth for 33 years, I believe it was. But he came onto this earth doing many mighty miracles and so forth, and doing the will of the Father. And I tell you, he came and he preached unto them, and some believed and some didn't. But it come time, the Bible said, when he was going to be taken out, he's going to be crucified, and he's going to be glorified. The Holy Ghost could not come and descend and live inside man's hearts and life, and like a water that's flowing out of heaven and flooding their souls and living there, a well that's going to stay inside them, a well that's going to just spring up to everlasting life, and it's going to be a well. But it could not come until Jesus was glorified when he was crucified, and when he sat down on the right hand of the Father, the Bible said then he could send back the promise of the Father. The Lord Jesus sent back the Holy Ghost unto all that will receive him. And that's why Jesus told his Peter and those disciples, he said, I want you preach to them. He said, he commanded us to preach. The Bible said, here, let's go in Acts chapter 10. And he said here, chapter 10, verse 40, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be a judge of the quick and dead, to give to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sin. He told them to go forth and preach that Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the one that all that believe on him shall receive the remission of sin. He said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. They had to believe on the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that heard the word. Now this is a time when you see in Acts chapter number 2, well, Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was there, he had already been resurrected, and they'd done seen him 40 days, and he said, I want you to tarry here in Jerusalem, and tarry here until you be endued with power from on high, until the Holy Ghost comes, you see. He said, you tarry here until it happens, I'm going to send it back. And he did in Acts chapter 2, and the Bible said when Pentecost was fully come, when that time of the feast of the 50 days and so forth was finally come, when all these Jews from different nations were there, they come to that Pentecostal feast. They kept this feast, and so they were there, and they came, but there was 120 elders there in the upper room. There was God, the Lord's disciples, and they were praying. They were in one mind and one accord. And the Bible said they were praying in the Spirit. They were there in one mind and one accord. They had all things common. And the Bible said it came, and when they, in the day of Pentecost, and the Spirit came like a rushing and mighty wind, and it set upon each of them. This is the Holy Ghost. This is the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said God gave Peter and those disciples there and those elders the gift of tongues for all these people that came to this feast and preached unto them. And when he did, they preached. The Holy Ghost came and it fell upon them. And that some of these Pharisees and others and so forth and scribes thought that they were drunk. And Peter said, these are not drunken as you suppose. He said, this is like the third hour of the day. He said, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, this is something that God was going to do. And that scripture was partially fulfilled at this time. And the Bible said it came and it set upon them. And the Bible said that when we get saved, that's what happens. That's what happens to us, you see, when we believe on the Lord Jesus. That water comes like a fountain out of heaven itself. That Spirit comes. And it floods our souls. It cleanses us. And it takes us and lives inside of us. And that operation takes place when he cuts out this old heart of flesh. Cuts out the heart of stone. That evil heart of unbelief. And we believe it on the Lord Jesus. He cuts it out. He puts in a side of us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The third part of the Godhead that was sent back, that Jesus sends back to everyone that believes on him. He said, I will send back, I will send that comforter unto you. That's what he talked about in the book of John. And so he sent it back. And we see here in the time of Cornelius, he was a Gentile man. He was an Italian man. And God told Peter to go down and preach to him. Now Peter, in Acts chapter 10 and 11, well 11 here, he began to rehearse the matter to the elders there. When he went back to, I think in Judea and so forth, when he went back around the others and the elders and so forth, and he went and he explained to them because they heard that the Gentiles had received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And he said, listen, God already showed me. God showed me a vision and God told me he included the Gentiles. He told me to go down and preach unto them Jesus. And so he did. And so the Bible said when he did, he said that the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. They were astonished. The Bible said as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, what kind of tongue did they speak in? They spake, and the Bible said these were Italian people, Gentile people, and God gave them the gift of tongues to speak into their tongue. That's what he's talking about in Acts chapter 2, when the Bible said that there was cloven tongues that set upon each of them. And because all these different ones, they were, of course, the seed of a Jew, but they were born in different places under every nation, it said. They came and God gave them a different tongues, and it mentioned all these different ones, tongues that they spake in. But the Bible said they heard them speak with tongues. Then Peter said, can any man forbid water that he should not be baptized, but should receive the Holy Ghost as well as we? They received the main Holy Ghost baptism, main baptism that God talks about in Ephesians 4 when he says one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And so therefore they received that. And then he said, what forbids water? This is what we do after they receive the Holy Ghost, after the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We baptize them to show that this the Holy Ghost has came down like the floods of water and flood our soul and cleansed us. I tell you, set in each of us and purified us. I tell you, lives inside of our souls. But my time has come quickly, come and gone. God bless you. Get by yourself and pray somewhere. If you've never been born again and saved, God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray and amen.